This is Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America after the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
Ebola lockdown imposed in Sierra Leone. An Iraq foreign minister tells UN to leave ground combat to the Iraqi forces. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. The streets of Sierra Leone's capital were mostly empty Friday as the nation began a three-day lockdown to find hidden Ebola cases and stop the spread of the deadly disease. Tens of thousands of health workers are going door-to-door in the West African country, informing people of how to avoid Ebola and asking suspected Ebola patients to come to treatment centers. Ebola virus has killed more than 2,600 people across West Africa this year, including more than 560 people in Sierra Leone. Iraq's foreign minister said on Friday that his country must lead the fight against Islamic State militants within its borders, but encouraged a continued air campaign from international allies. Addressing the United Nations Security Council in New York with an audience of key anti-Islamic State coalition leaders, including the U.S., Ibrahim al-Jafari said his country should shoulder the burden of ground combat. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke after al-Jafari, reiterating the message from Washington that the defeat of the extremist group in Iraq and Syria, known also as ISIL, requires an international resource. Participants in Ukrainian peace talks have agreed to create a buffer zone to separate Ukrainian government troops and pro-Russian separatists. Officials at the talks today say the two sides agreed to move military artillery on the front line to create a buffer zone 30 kilometers wide. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister David Cameron says he is delighted with the result of Scotland's referendum on independence as the majority of Scots voted to stay in the Union. Marianne Brown reports from Edinburgh.
It was a sleepless night for many across Scotland as the results of the referendum on independence slowly trickled in early Friday. A no vote was expected early on, as several constituencies predicted to turn up a yes majority instead delivered support for the union. At 7 a.m. in London, David Cameron said it was a clear result in favour of no.
So there can be no disputes, no reruns. We have heard the settled will of the Scottish people. Scotland voted for a stronger Scottish Parliament backed by the strength and security of the United Kingdom. And I want to congratulate the No campaign for that, for showing people that our nations really are better together.
This is Marianne Brown for VOA News in Edinburgh.
The share price for China's huge e-commerce company Alibaba soared 38% in its first day of trading Friday on the New York Stock Exchange. The first trades were made at $92.70 a share and climbed to nearly $100 a share, but eased downward to a bit under $94 at the close. The initial offering price was $68 a share, making it one of the biggest IPOs in history. Some of Alibaba's customers rang the bell at the beginning of trading on the New York Stock Exchange, but the shares did not actually begin trading until a couple hours later as buyers and sellers maneuvered to get their best price. Alibaba is China's leading e-commerce company and operates the world's largest online marketplaces for both international and domestic trade. The initial public offering involves some 368 million shares using the ticker symbol BABA. A new campaign in the United States to raise awareness about sexual assault kicked off Friday with a boost from President Barack Obama, who emphasized individual responsibility in preventing the crime on college campuses.
We're here to say that today, it's not on you. This is not your fight alone. This is on all of us, every one of us, to fight campus sexual assault. You are not alone, and we have your back, and we are going to organize campus by campus, city by city, state by state. This entire country is going to make sure that we understand what this is about and that we're going to put a stop to it.
An estimated 1 in 5 college women in the U.S. are victims of sexual assault. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Russ Davis. Welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA Music Mix as we give you a recap of our most recent visit to a great jazz festival. We'll return to Detroit, Michigan and speak with four of the artists I had a chance to see there. Saxophonist Bill Evans, bassist Christian McBride, violinist Regina Carter, and John Pizzarelli. Well, the summer festival season has ended for me with some wonderful trips to festivals in Montreal, Quebec in Canada, Newport, Rhode Island, and Detroit, Michigan. There are many other festivals I would have loved to have attended, but time and restraints of other sorts have kept me from being able to make those trips. But I certainly have enjoyed so far and will enjoy in the future sharing more of my experiences at these festivals, including this week with a trip to Detroit and a recap of some of the events that happened at the 35th edition of the Detroit Jazz Festival. But before we begin our celebration of the Detroit Jazz Festival, it's time to look back a little bit at the life of one of the greats of jazz history who just passed away, the great man who was a trumpeter, composer, band leader, and arranger for small groups, for singers, for his own orchestra, because he loved that big sound of a large ensemble. NEA jazz master Gerald Wilson passed away on the 8th of September, just 4 days after his 96th birthday. Now, next week on Jazz America, I'll be sharing with you some of the conversations I enjoyed with him over the years and lots of his wonderful music. But just to remember him quickly, I want to give you some great big band sound. His own Gerald Wilson Orchestra and one of his commissioned pieces, A Celebration of the City of Chicago. Now, he was from the southern part of the United States of America, Mississippi to be specific, lived for a while in Memphis, but moved to Detroit and attended the famous Cass Tech High School, where so many great musicians have attended and learned their musical lessons. He learned his lessons well in Detroit and later lived in New York City as well as Los Angeles. But in the case of what you're about to hear, the city of Chicago lured him to celebrate its wonderful musical legacy, and will do just that from the album title Legacy, the Gerald Wilson Orchestra with Riffin' at the Regal, as we remember this late great NEA jazz master to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
Cooking. How's about cooking something up with me? Hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find love?
Thought I'd start this edition of VOA's Jazz America with a big band bang. Two great big band performances back to back. We started things with the late great Gerald Wilson from the album Legacy, and you just heard a new release, the Chris Walden Big Band from the album Full On, with various special guests, many of them vocalists, and among them Carol Wellsman, who sang the Hank Williams classic Hey, Good Lookin', and turned it into jazzy big band. Now, Hank Williams is a gentleman who is famous as being one of the major writers and performers in country music, Americana, if you will, and he hails from the state of Alabama. And there is a connection to Alabama and jazz that Detroit's own Regina Carter, the great violinist who performed at the Detroit Jazz Festival, also has. And she'll explain that for us as we talk to her just before her performance at the Detroit Jazz Festival. And then we'll hear another Hank Williams song interpretation by Ms. Carter here on VOA's Jazz America. It's homecoming time again for Regina Carter. And this time she is bringing her Southern comfort to her hometown. So good to see you here. And I know you're looking forward to this performance tonight.
Yes, I am, Mama. I'm always excited to be home.
You know, a lot of folks talk about the connection of Detroit to New Orleans or New York or Chicago, but not many people talk about the Detroit-Alabama connection, and that is what this, a lot of this is about. Would you just give us a quick, the audience around the world on VOA, a quick thought about derivation of this wonderful word?
Well, this is really just about the great migration from the South for a lot of people up North for the job opportunities that were here. And Detroit had, you know, GM, Ford, Chrysler, and Motown was here. So there were so many opportunities for not only the Southern folks, but folks from all over the world to come here and find work. And in that, the music that came up and the stories that came up, and then the mixture of that music here once they got here. And it's a very unique sound, especially when you think about all the people that were living in the Appalachia area, the Native Americans, the slaves, the Irish, the Scots, so many people. And it combined and made a very special sound that we call Americana. And you hear that throughout so many of the big cities because those people migrated up for the job. So that's, this record is really about my personal journey, digging into my father's past and learning about my grandfather. I knew about my grandmother and spent my summers in Alabama, but it's about the music that was relevant during his lifetime as a coal miner growing up in Alabama.
Oh, so beautiful. And to add improvisation to those classic songs. Regina, have a wonderful, wonderful performance here. I know this is going to be a grand homecoming again.
Well, like I said, I'm excited to be home. Thank you.
This is Ron Carter, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
little bit of Motown and a whole lot of jazz from the brand new release, We're Back. That's the Jerry Gibbs Thrasher Dream Trio, featuring Kenny Barron on piano and Detroit native Ron Carter on the bass on the Motown, and that's a Detroit classic by Marvin Gaye, What's Going On? Brand new music for you. To close out our connection to Alabama and jazz, here's music from a gentleman who was born in Birmingham, Alabama, with the name Sonny Blunt. You may know him, if you're a jazz fan, as Sun Ra. And here's his classic, Egypt Strut, on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. The song Egypt Strut from the album Sun Ra Meets Salah Ragab in Egypt. here on VOA's Jazz America, another of the artists born in the state of Alabama. Now, there are some other famous artists in jazz from Alabama that were born there but migrated to different parts of the United States to follow their musical dreams. Among them, Dinah Washington, the gentleman who wrote arguably the first jazz composition, St. Louis Blues. That's W.C. Handy, who is from northern Alabama in the city of Florence. And Nat King Cole. And he'll have a prominent place in our conversation later on here on VOA's Jazz America. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. JazzAmerica@VOANews.com. That's JazzAmerica, the two words written as one word, @ VOANEWS.com. JazzAmerica@VOANews.com. And here's a message I received, which reads as follows. Hi, Russ. My name is Martin, and I'm listening to your program here in Ghana with my friend Sam. We really love your program. All the best of the day, and a happy holiday to all Americans. Martin Usher from Ghana. And he wrote this during the Labor Day holiday weekend, which is, of course, when the Detroit Jazz Festival occurs. So thank you very much, Martin. And in honor of my trip to Detroit and the great Labor Day holiday celebration that happens there every year and has for the last 35 years, I want to give you some music from one of Detroit's legendary jazz musicians from a legendary jazz family. Just think about the Jones Boys from Detroit, Hank Jones, as well as Thad Jones, and on the drums to complete the trio from that family, Elvin Jones. Here's Elvin Jones and his Elvin Jones Jazz Machine, recorded live in 1999 at the Blue Note in New York City with the late Michael Brecker joining him on saxophone for EJ's Blues. Just for you, Martin Usher and your friend Sam, hopefully listening right now to VOA's Jazz America.
Shoulder, gotta straighten up your act and boogie down. If you can't hang with the feeling, then there ain't no room for you this part of town. 'Cause we're the party people night and day, living crazy, that's the only way. So tonight, gotta leave that 9-to-5 upon the shelf and just enjoy yourself. Groove. Let the madness and the music get to you. Life ain't so bad at all if you leave it off the wall. You can shout out all you want to, 'cause there ain't no sin in folks all getting loud. If you take the chance and do it, then there ain't no one who's gonna put you down. 'Cause we're the party people night and day, living crazy, that's the only way. So tonight, gotta leave that 9-to-5 up on the shelf and just enjoy yourself. Let the madness and the music get to you. Life ain't so bad at all if you live it off the wall. yourself groove. Let the madness in the music get to you. Life ain't so bad at all if you live it off the wall.
Another of the great singers who performed at the 35th Detroit Jazz Festival, and she also records for the Detroit-based Mack Avenue Records label. That's Cyril Ami from her album It's a Good Day, and her version of the pop classic made famous by Michael Jackson, Off the Wall. That's just one of the performances we enjoyed at the 35th Detroit Jazz Festival, and another of my personal favorites, and the crowd simply just roared during the entire performance, featured the Christian McBride Trio with Christian on the bass and two great young players joining with him, young pianist Christian Sands and drummer Ulysses Owens Jr. Now, I had a chance to go backstage after the performance and speak to Christian McBride about the variety in his career these days as he goes from electric projects with his own bands and working with Chick Corea, as well as working on his own acoustic projects. Here's what he had to say about that.
Christian McBride just walked off stage, and I know how much he loves the bands he plays with. I can tell there's great love with this trio.
Yes, it is. We've been working together now for about 5 years, and it's always a good time.
You probably played in some places that Christian Sands was not legal to play in.
Well, what's even worse is that one day we were doing some, we were taking some information for visa applications, and I looked over and he writes down, you know, date of birth, you know, something, something, 89. And I went, oh boy, here we go.
All right, I'm going to let you go because I know a lot of folks here want to talk to you and everything, Chris, but last time I saw you, you were playing a little electric and acoustic at Newport with Chick, and then of course Chick's record comes out, it's
right.
Triology, it's you and Brian Blade, so
right.
It's acoustic, and here you are, you've been majoring on acoustic, so will we ever see the Christian McBride band, the electric band again, or is acoustic just in your wheelhouse and that's it?
No. You know the electric's coming back.
I know.
You know it's coming back. It's just a matter of time.
That was a leading question. But you're digging
right.
on the acoustic stuff right now, man.
Just for now, but you know, you got to keep a close eye on me because I always bust it out when nobody's watching, like at little gigs around New York and things like that, you know, so
yeah.
It's always around.
Variety is the spice of life. We heard everything from I Have Dreamed to Who's Making Love, and man, I love the variety.
Thank you, sir.
Always great to see you.
Always good to see you too, brother.
Good luck with those Eagles.
Yeah, thank you.
I would say that that song brought down the house at the Detroit Jazz Festival, but the performance was under the stars, so there was no house to bring down. That is a wonderful version of the Oscar Peterson classic Hallelujah Time, the Christian McBride Trio from their album Out Here, sounding as they did at the Detroit Jazz Festival. And here's another of the legendary artists who performed in Detroit for the 35th edition of the festival, the legendary saxophonist Pharoah Sanders, from his 1992 release Journey to the One. Here's You've Got to Have Freedom. Pharoah Sanders with John Hicks on piano, Idris Muhammad on drums, Eddie Henderson on the flugelhorn, and Ray Drummond on bass on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. sounding as he did at the 35th Detroit Jazz Festival, a gentleman with a message in his music, sometimes beyond the sound of the music being played. Pharoah Sanders from his album Journey to the One with You've Got to Have Freedom. And here is another of the great artists of Detroit, maybe a little overlooked, the great guitarist Harvey Mandel, with the song Levitation from his album The Snake. Detroit's own fine guitarist, Harvey Mandel. More of Detroit's great musicians and those who played at the 35th Detroit Jazz Festival coming up next hour on Jazz America.